Happy Easter to you and Pancake House. Oh, yum. If it's the International House of Pancakes, those places are good. to answer your question, you authenticate with All-Star Link, and you get a token, and that token lives on the mic device, which then allows me to connect, basically authenticate to any All-Star system. As long as they have web transceiver enabled and they're not blocking it. So, like, there's some of the East Coast Reflector nodes do not allow this type of connection. So I had to bounce around until I could find one that they allow in. So I found their digital hub. So I'm basically connecting up to their digital hub whenever I want to listen to East Coast Reflector. So it is limited in that way, but you can do. I am not configured with the DV switch away to the 48412. So I am connected through All-Star authentication. So yeah, I can go to any All-Star node that they haven't blocked that type of connection, which is kind of cool. So, and if it's your own system, right, and you do want to block it, you can have a backdoor, right? You can give it a server name and port. So I don't know if you knew this, but all the All-Star nodes that are registered with All-Star Link, they have a DNS to them that resolves. So, like, I think, like, for example, this one would be 48412.nodes.allstarlink.org. And if you ping that, it always resolves to the IP address that you registered at, which is, so then you don't have to put the IP address of the node in your configuration. You can put the DNS name. So if you ever change IP addresses, my configuration won't break.